Israeli Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni is holding consultations with various political parties as she begins the task of trying to form a new government. She has 42 days to do so. The process of forming a coalition began after Prime Minister Ehud Olmert submitted his resignation Sunday following a corruption scandal. Livni was elected leader of the ruling Kadima Party last week. Yohanan Plesner, who headed her election campaign, says she has a good chance to succeed.
She's competent and she can bring across or deliver to the Israeli public and Israeli politics a new message of hope, of a different kind of political conduct, which puts her in quite a good position to form a new government based on national interest considerations.
The biggest obstacle in Livni's path is the ultra-Orthodox Shas Party, a key partner in the current coalition. Shas opposes Livni's plan to hand over parts of Jerusalem to the Palestinians under an emerging peace agreement. Zalman Shoval of the opposition Likud Party.
There seem to be differences of opinion between her prospective coalition partners on foreign policy, on the Palestinian issue, mainly on Jerusalem. So it's not going to be an easy job for her. I think we'll have early elections.
If Livni fails to form a government, there will be early elections next year, probably in March. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.